This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Such a dick.
Oh, Jesus, man. What, are you taking the holidays off now?
Shut up and go home.
I'm ready to go.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Thanks for coming. Show's over. Goodbye. How's it going, buddy?
Good, buddy. What?
It just sounded off.
Yeah, he's ruining everything right
just
now.
Just weird.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Thank you for getting it back to normal. The warmth has arrived. 37 degrees right now.
Right.
Going to get up into 40 at some point today. Then we're looking at 48 and 47 tomorrow and Friday. And we're not going back below freezing, at least for a high, until next week. Your far too early Christmas forecast.
Like that day.
Yep, rainy and 38.
Oof.
It's Thursday, right?
I think so, yeah.
A week from tomorrow?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah,
rainy and 38.
That sucks.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. All right, we got to talk about a video that is spreading like wildfire across social media that is anti-husband propaganda. We have to get it out of the way right now.
What happened?
All right. I would argue one of the most common shared things that annoy men about their wives and something that all women do.
Yeah.
They won't get gas for themselves.
Yeah, they're not big filler uppers.
Yeah. Because like it's one of the harder things to do to take a pump and squeeze. I'm going to go off on a rant for a second.
All right.
My wife is a wonderful woman.
Mm.
She is a brilliant woman.
Yeah.
The things that she has done to put herself in the position that she is in her life is remarkable.
Yeah.
I am constantly in awe of this woman. And she won't pump gas.
Because all women treat that nozzle like a hobo's penis. This is disgusting.
No, she won't do it. Ugh. The amount of times I've gotten
in her
car.
Wash my hands.
Tommy, it's like she doesn't know what the gas tank does. Like, the light is always on in her car.
Well, yeah. She must get gas.
She doesn't get
no,
gas.
No, my wife
she
runs
ever
it down.
Gets gas. Yes.
My wife runs it. My wife will go,
yeah.
Oh, I got to get gas.
Yeah.
So and I go get gas. Well, I'll get it Thursday. It's Tuesday.
Thank okay,
you.
But she
you need
goes
gas
and gets
now.
It.
But she's going to run around. She'll take it all the way down to nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like still gas in there.
Okay, 80% of the time I get in my wife's car,
yeah.
The gas light is
oh, it's always
80%
low.
Of the
okay.
time.
Okay, but I know how long I have.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
there's an actual number on there.
I am going to guess that 60% of husbands, 60% of men, I'm sorry, at some point in their life have had to bring a gas can to a woman they were in a relationship with because they ran out of gas driving.
Yeah.
It's happened to me. Has it happened to you?
Of course it is.
Have you run out of gas? And no.
I've never run out of gas.
Kevin's run out of good
I don't know that many people that have
I'm so great. I'm
run
full
out
of gas.
How many people do you know that have run out of gas?
When my wife and I...
I've run out of gas.
But that was because you were poor.
Way poor.
our daughter was just born. We were watching... I was watching the NBA Finals with a buddy at the distillery on Mount Hope. My wife wants to meet us out after she had something. She brings our, Stella when she's like a baby. She goes, by the way, I'm out of gas. Could you just go get gas? She wanted me to leave the bar to get gas. She stayed with my buddy Jimmy to watch the game with our daughter. So I'm like, all right, fine. I run down next to McQuaid. I run out of gas on the way. That's how little gas she had.
Yes.
I couldn't make it from the distillery on Mount Hope down Clinton Avenue to get gas. I had to stand there and wait for someone to bring me a gas can. Which my wife couldn't do because she had the baby.
Yes.
Anyway, last night on social media, my wife sends me on Instagram a video.
What was that?
A video. And it is a man like, I would guess in his 30s.
Yeah.
And it's there's a woman, she's filming him, and he's got their little daughter, and he's doing dishes, so he's already the greatest husband of the world.
Yeah.
He's super handsome, in great shape.
He's Mr. Mom.
Yes, and he doesn't know he's being filmed, and this woman goes, hey, I'm going to go shopping, but first I got to stop and get gas. And he goes, well, you're going to, no, let me go. And she's like, no, I just need to get gas. No, let me get the gas. I'll get the gas, and I'll bring the car back, and then you can go shopping. Mm. Or we can all go shopping together, but I don't want you to go to the gas station. He says it's the most dangerous place for a woman to be.
The gas station.
The gas station is the most dangerous place for a woman to be. And this woman is just egging him on. And she's like, no, I want to
go. I would say a dark alley, but all right, let's go with gas station.
Well, you could be going to dark alley gas.
Yeah, that's it. They closed, I think.
Which I think is the name of a B-side of a Springsteen. Dark alley gas in Jersey. So this guy, for like the video goes on for like three minutes, and this man refuses to allow his wife to go pump her own gas.
Right.
And the anger within me is building, because every woman is watching this on Instagram. It's going to pop up in their algorithm, and it's going to further solidify the idea that their men exist in their lives only to fill up their gas tank.
And you can thank people like my brother.
Why is that?
So my brother, for my niece... She had her own car when she was in high school, and he would make sure he would get up before he would go to work and fill her tank up with gas. So she never got gas. He took care of it. Little princess, right? Mm-hmm. Today, that kid does not know how to put gas in that car, I guarantee you. She doesn't know what pump, what grade of gas, nothing. She's never done it. And you can thank my brother's generation for spoiling these girls.
No, Sandy Waters works down the hall on the bus. Her dad did the same thing.
Yeah.
And then she makes her husband, Danger, our good buddy who comes in every Friday, go get her gas for her.
Now, like my mother, like my father was never around for my mother. He worked. Sure. And then he was out of the bar.
Yeah, he was a working man, Kimmy. He was working really
man.
Hard.
Working man, drinking man.
That's what I am.
She didn't have a backup plan. So she had to go get her own gas.
I respect the woman.
She had to go sit and do the oil changes, the tire rotation, all that crap.
Working
right? The tune-ups.
9 to 5.
What? So, like, that dropped off with my mother's generation.
Okay.
The 1960s is where it all turned.
Really? So then explain my wife. Okay, you know how fury? I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind.
Your wife.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She came up poor.
Yeah.
And her father wasn't around, right?
No, not when she was, like, driving.
So did she have a car? Or did she not have a car?
No, the first car she got was in medical school. So she didn't
really didn't even have a car.
No, well, they lived in, like, Philly, Delaware.
Yeah.
So she didn't really
all right.
But I'm about to blow my top. My wife she must be listening.
Yeah.
Because she just sent me a picture of the gas gauge. The gas light is on.
Oh, yeah.
It is literally down below
it's down.
Me. Look, are you kidding me right
she'll
now?
Get gas today.
Are you
fine.
She's going to work.
She's on her way to work right now.
And will not get gas.
Will not get. She will ride this out to work and then on the way home be like, oh,
she
no.
She lives her life on the edge, Pat.
You're already living your life on the edge with me, man.
It sucks. No. Man, when we're traveling.
Kettlebells and cheat days.
If I'm in the car, and all I can look at is that gas gauge.
If
she's driving,
yeah.
I go, you got to pull over.
I'm with you.
No, we're fine.
252 WCMF. I want to hear from you ladies, because I know you're listening, and I know that you're hiding, and you will not pick up the phone, because you have nothing to, you have no way to justify it. Where does this come from? Because it's entitlement is what it is.
Well, I'll let it go even further when it's really, really cold outside, because I don't want to get it today too cold.
No, but like
I'll get it tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be a little warmer tomorrow. I'll get it tomorrow.
Look, I think all of us in Rochester will time out when we fill up our tanks based on weather.
Yeah.
But you can't run it down to below a quarter tank.
You can.
No, you can't. God damn it.
You can.
God damn it. No, like what is the justification for you women?
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about it.
What are you, an old Italian man?
It's my car. You don't have to be in it all the time. Mm-hmm. So let me just live my... I run my gas tank the way I want to run my
gas
tank.
Okay, that's a great idea. And that's good for you.
Yeah.
But then why are we the backup plan?
Preach.
What do you mean?
No. Okay. So when you run out of gas, what's your plan?
I've never run out of gas.
No, but what happens if you run out of gas?
I don't know, AAA.
Oh, really?
Not calling your ass.
You're calling your husband.
Your husband.
He's at work. I can't.
Okay, shut
big strapping first responder.
Yeah. I've never run out of gas. Okay. I don't know what to tell you. We know our limits.
But no, it's not just the gas. It's everything that has to do with
your
car.
Your wife's a smart woman. She's not going to run out of gas.
I just told you a story where she ran out of gas, and I was the one that got stuck with the bag.
Yeah.
Look, one time.
It's not just the gas either. It's everything about a car. The amount of times I've gotten it. There was one time I got in the car. The oil light is on. She goes, when I start driving, it goes off. Yeah, I know.
Hey, the car's out of gravy.
How do you... like, you women live this lifestyle of, like, it's my car, I know how to handle it, don't be condescending. And then when something goes wrong, guess whose ass has to take it in and deal with it and talk to the guy and sit there for 4 hours while the car's getting worse? It's us.
Yeah.
It's us every single time.
We are the backup plan.
Thank you. And, like, here's the thing, man. I am raising two daughters that I want to be fiercely independent. My wife is a doctor. She's a doctor. She did it, and I'm proud of her.
Stop yelling at us.
I'm just saying. God damn it.
So are you going to teach your girls? Are you going to teach your girls how to do it?
What, pump gas?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not pumping their gas. I will not allow
Good for you.
No, I'm serious.
Good for you. Like, I believe in you.
There is somebody down
Go
the line
him, Tiger.
Who will marry my daughters and will not have to worry about any of this.
Or they can move to New Jersey and don't have to worry about it at all.
Yeah, it's all full service.
You're not allowed to pump your own gas in Jersey.
Yeah, it's all for us. Yeah. All for us. Kind of nice.
All for.
It was funny. I remember going to school with kids from Jersey who literally, like, they were pumping gas for the first time in their lives at, like, 19 years old.
Mind-blowing. We got Instagram messages coming in. Matthew writes us, Duffy and WCMF. My friend's wife had to pump her own gas for the first time and put diesel in their new car.
Goodbye, car.
How do you do this?
Yeah, because I don't even think the nozzle fits very easily in there because they're different sized nozzles.
Well, I don't know what her husband's like. Maybe that's what she has to do.
Could be.
Dom writes us, thank you for pointing this out. I was wondering how many women do this crap. My wife will tell me she needs gas with 50 miles left and bring it home with 15 miles to E and complain she still needs gas. We have a gas station literally 2 seconds from our house. It's also bad to run the tank that low. That's how you build condensation in your tank and winter water kills motors. Kelly brings up, you'll be replacing a fuel pump soon. The pump is cooled by gas. When it runs consistently below a quarter tank, it causes premature wear on the pump. You hear this, Kimmy? Are you hearing all this?
You're destroying the inner workings of your automobile.
Yes.
The internal combustion engine.
Okay.
I don't know.
I am so mad at you. I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad at every girl I've ever dated in the history. Every single one. Every single freaking one. Because, like, I get the intimidation of a woman walking into a car dealership.
Yeah.
Right, the fear of being—oh,
it's a big purchase,
and the fear of being taken advantage.
Yeah,
I understand that. I understand the fear of being taken advantage of if something legitimately goes wrong with your car and you don't know what you're talking about. Not that I do anymore, but there have been studies that show just the presence of a man will keep someone from getting ripped off. I get that too. This is not complicated.
No,
it's not complicated.
It's easy.
It's well lit. There's always people there. There is literally no excuse for this to happen, and here we sit.
Yeah, because they don't. Because they got they got us.
Oh. Like, I'm trying to think what the male equivalent is. Like, what we refuse to do. And I can't come up with
that we dump on them?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Because you do laundry, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you make meals every once in a while.
Made it last night. Okay. Delicious.
There you go. Like, it's not like I just, like, pawn my kids off on my wife.
No.
Like, I get, like, maybe even 50 years ago, it's a symbiotic relationship. Like, you're each doing things for each other. Your dad's not going to take care of the kids or do the laundry, but your mom's not going to pump the gas. Whatever.
Yeah, fine.
But that doesn't exist anymore. No. Man, man, there's not a single thing that I will look at my wife and be like, you do it, I won't touch it.
You've got it. It's all because of the Greatest Generation, man. Because they just ruined it for everybody in these marriages.
Greatest Generation, my ass.
Well, they fought a war, so screw it. We're done.
No. But they don't.
That was my father. Yeah, we fought a war.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Laura. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm calling to tell you that I understand what you're saying. I have a daughter that's in her mid-30s, and every time I get in her car, she's down to, like, 20 miles to get gas.
Okay.
And I'm always telling her, why do you wait? She says, oh, I got plenty of gas. Well, that's not how I grew up. My father always told me, when you have a half a tank of gas, especially in the winter, fill it. So I've never had to deal with that, but I know what you're saying.
You know, my papa used to always say, Pat?
All the time.
You ain't got any tomorrow in that tank.
And it's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating.
But Laura,
so I understand what you're saying.
Laura, she learned it from somebody.
Who did it?
I never did that. Never.
What about your old man?
And I'm always,
your husband.
Not even him. Because I look at that gauge. I'm like, I don't know. One time I was down to like a quarter tank, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to go gas. I'm the opposite. What you're saying.
Well, Laura, thank you for fighting the good fight. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Try to talk to the rest of the women in the world and figure it out. Thank you.
I hear you guys. Have a good day.
There goes Laura. I feel like she's lying. I don't trust
her. I think she just wanted to call up and brag.
Why is she in her daughter's car so often?
That's a good question. Also a good question. We're being slammed with Laura's right now.
Okay. Sounds exciting.
Laura, a little something different for you.
Second, Laura writes us on Instagram, WNWCMF. All worry about how much gas we have when you worry about how much laundry detergent we need. Let's talk about that. Let's say we run out of laundry detergent.
Yeah.
You know what won't happen? Me being stranded for 2 hours.
No, if you run out of laundry detergent, you know what you have to do?
What's that?
You have to walk all the way up to Wegmans and get some. And then walk it all the way back. In the wintertime.
Also... Also, everybody has backup laundry detergent.
Yeah, because you always get that scuzzy jug.
Backup?
That nobody, yeah.
You don't have backup laundry detergent?
No.
We have the pods, and then we have, like, weird detergent that's been there for 2 years. Yeah, it's like emergency detergent.
Does it go bad?
I don't know.
It's soap.
I don't have backup laundry detergent.
You really? I thought everybody had backup detergent.
No.
You should get backup detergent.
That's strange. Always it's a strange
prepared.
Concept.
Always be prepared. Yeah. Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready so you don't have to get
ready. There's a shortage.
With your detergent. Yes, thank you. Phil writes us on Instagram. Last year, I had to show a group of tourists how to pump gas. The youngest person there was probably 35.
A group of tourists?
I don't know what Phil does for a living.
So is this like some country where they don't do their own gas? Gas-Estonia?
Yeah, you would think Gas-Estonia would do their
own
gas.
No, you know, that's their gas.
By the way, Laura writes us about the laundry detergent. She says she also has backup laundry detergent.
Yeah.
Kimmy's the weirdo.
You always have that one that you bought, you don't like it, so just get a sister.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Yes, it's like, oh, this smells a little bit weird. You know what it is for us? It's the baby detergent.
Oh.
That we had for the kids.
Oh, sure. But a little clean.
Chemical-free stuff.
Well, but I smell like a toddler every time I have to use my emergency detergent. We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. This all started from this Instagram video. This man, my wife shares it with me last night. Look at this, because she won't fill her own gas tank. This woman's she's secretly filming her husband saying, I'm going to go shopping, but I have to get gas first. She's like, no, let me. Don't go to the gas station. It's the most dangerous place for a woman. And women are seeing this, and it's justifying this weird thing where they won't pump gas. It drives me nuts. Andrea's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Andrea, how are you?
So I just had to call y'all and chime in on this. Not only is it totally unacceptable to let your gas gauge go below half tank in this weather, like, what if you got stranded? What's keeping you warm, right?
Amen, sister. Amen.
But aside from that, I have been in relationships with guys that ask me to take their vehicle for a drive because it's making a noise and they don't know what it is.
Andrea, don't lie.
Well, maybe she worked. Do you work? Do you work with cars?
I do not, but my dad was a mechanic, and I grew up as a baby grease monkey and learned all the things, and I think it's just a passenger princess type vibe, these girls that don't pump their gas.
Okay. By the way, Baby Grease Monkey, my second favorite Springsteen B-side. Baby Grease Monkey out in Jersey.
I probably have that red handkerchief hanging out of my back pocket at any given moment.
All right. Well, Andrea, I mean, it sounds like you have a unique skill that you grew up around something that most women didn't.
Yeah,
right?
Grimy hands, rough knuckles.
But at the same time, my mom was a stay-at-home mom and, you know, drove the car and the dad pumped the gas. But I didn't grow up with that mindset, so I don't really know where it comes from.
Well, he loved your mother.
Except for the entitlement. Like you said, the entitlement. It's the passenger princess vibe.
Yeah.
It's these young kids that just think
What did I tell you about Andrea?
You're losing me.
What did I tell you about Andrea?
My wife's in her 40s. It's not a young girl thing. It's an old women. Sandy Waters is older than that, and she does the same thing.
Okay, it's a passenger princess thing. I guess it escapes all ages.
All right, Andrea, thank you for the call. Go talk to all women for us. Thank you. There goes Andrea. What were you saying about it? She's on your side.
All Andreas are disasters.
She's on your side.
Yes.
She's a baby grease monkey. Born to grease. All right, we have a dynamite. Go get some gas. Kind of break room for you this morning.
Or don't. Live life the way you want.
Do not listen
to this. Do what you want, kids.
Be your own gal, pal.
Do not listen to this.
And passenger princess.
Passenger
princess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
A massive story that kind of flew under the radar yesterday.
What happened?
The Rolling Stones have called off their 2026 tour.
Why?
So the tour, I'm sorry, I had Kimmy get a song, and she worked really hard on it. Let me try this again. The Rolling Stones, the beast to burn.
Oh, maybe that's why they sound terrible. They sound like they're dying. When did the Stones get talent cancer?
You're welcome, everybody, talent for that, cancer. Who couldn't hear the music.
Cancer? Okay, Kimmy, thank you. The tour was supposed to be a run of dates in the UK and Europe over the summer. It was never officially announced, but reports say the band had has just finished up a new album in the studio.
And why? But okay.
The plan was to support the new album with live shows. But the reason for the tour's cancellation is a massive issue for Stones fans. Reports are that guitarist Keith Richards is unable to commit to the rigors of another tour.
Yeah, why?
He has arthritis.
Ooh.
Man, that's got to be like a walk in a park for that dude. But like, of all the things that were going to take this dude down, arthritis?
You make a great point.
Yeah.
Like, what he's been able to survive and continue to play.
Shoved in his body.
So his arthritis is so bad.
How bad is it?
That it's already had to alter how he plays guitar.
So yeah, because his hands are all effed up.
Yes, but he's had to change his style of playing already. He's 82 years old. So, like, here's the thing.
You're 82, man.
Unless there is some billionaire's treatment that we don't know about that can reverse whatever he is dealing with, you would have to think if he can't tour this summer.
Yeah, it's over.
It's the end of the Rolling Stones. That's huge.
No, but I mean, you pushed it to the limit. Oh, how long can you go? Right. You're 82 years old. Life expectancy for these guys was probably 75, 76.
Okay, I don't know what it is for the Brits.
What's that?
I don't know what it is for the Brits. And we all know it's
might
also
be a little less because all the sugar and beer.
It's higher for rich people. These guys are all billionaires.
Yeah, but they're billionaires for a different reason.
Okay.
Like, they didn't open up a string of car washes, or they didn't come invent Xerox.
Wait, you've never been to Mix Wash? He does his own commercials.
Come on, I did Mix Wash. We'll wash you up real good. We'll wash you up too, baby.
Hey, hey, you get out of your car so I can wash it.
Were you planning on doing that?
No, or, that was off the dope.
No, but I mean, like, how long can you push these old acts right before they just the wheels come off?
It's a fair statement.
Which is the name of their next album.
the steel wheels
came off.
And we'll watch them for you, too.
We're stuck on Main Street.
So many good Stones albums that involve car washes.
Mm.
No, I get your point is valid.
Mm.
I guess
you can't do this show without Keith.
Obviously, you're down to one.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, so, like, the point you are making is valid. I guess what is blowing my mind is they didn't have a plan for this.
Yeah.
Do you get what
would
saying?
The plan be, though?
Well, like, look, we know that
a backup guitarist?
No. What I mean is, like, you know, we know that we are getting to a point where every last show we play should have the ability to be the walk-away show. Because here's the weirdest part about this.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do either of you know where the Stones have played their last ever show as of now?
No clue.
We talked about it wasn't Madison Square Garden.
No, it wasn't. That would be an appropriate walk-away show for
So I'm guessing it was a crap hole?
Ridgedale, Missouri.
Missouri.
Oh.
It was their
Where's
final.
Where's Ridgedale, Missouri?
It's in the Ozarks.
Remember we talked about it and we were like, that can't be the last show. Like, that doesn't make sense that would be their last show.
So our boss, Bob, he's a Stones guy, Kansas City, and he is convinced that they were going to play another show.
Yeah.
Like, there was no way that the Stones were going to finish.
Ended on that.
In Missouri.
In the Ozarks. But look, if physically Keith cannot do it anymore.
Yeah.
For a legacy that the Stones have, all they've done, the places they've been, what they've created, the triumphs, the failures, the stories. For that story to end in the Ozarks without, like, a plane crash for a reason is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And going even further, it's very possible that folks in that area unknowingly paid for and watched the final ever Rolling Stones show.
Ever seen Keith on stage?
Yes. Like, think of all that they've done, all that they've played, and you finish in the Ozarks? That's not right. That's not right.
That's not right.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't know they were drawing the Ozarks. I know it's, what is that, Branson, Missouri?
I don't think he plays Branson. Yakov had the stage that night.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it was?
No, and in fact, if I'm not mistaken, that venue was the smallest venue by far they had played on that whole tour.
Yeah. All right.
Is that how it ends?
So some guy that just got through bass fishing.
Yeah.
And put a big old chunk of chew in his mouth.
Yeah.
So old Keith Richards up there.
For the last time. For the last ever time, potentially.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, the Rolling Stones have called off their unofficial 2026 summer tour. It was going to be a UK-England tour, but Keith can't do it anymore. Mm. He says that he doesn't have the rigors of another tour in him. He's got really bad arthritis. It's already altered the way he's playing the guitar. And, I mean, this sounds like it might be the end of the Rolling Stones live.
Yeah, if you've got arthritis at that age, you're not coming back from that. There's no miracle shot like you said, man.
I guess the only other solution to this
is
one show, one final
show. But how does he do it if he can't play the guitar?
He said he didn't have the rigors of touring.
Like all right. Yeah.
Maybe
all right, so then you do the farewell show.
Where do you do it?
You either do it at the... You would probably have to do it in London.
Okay. So,
or if you're not going to do it in London, to your other point, it would be Madison Square Garden.
All right. So, like, Ozzy and Sabbath did this a week before Ozzy died, and they did it in their hometown.
Right.
Where did they grow up?
I thought they were all from London.
No, you think everybody from England is from London.
Are they? What else is... I mean, even if you're not from London, wouldn't you say you're from London?
Well, no, there are small... It's.
I would say they're going to perform at the Royal Albert Hall. Prince Albert in a can.
Shut up. I almost said that, too, and I hate you for doing that.
No, they would have to do it in either, or like Wembley Stadium.
Wembley? Is that like Wembley?
I don't know.
Is that a new stadium?
Wembley Stadium.
It's a smaller version of Wembley. Wembley?
Wembley.
It's like Wembley, but it's Wembley.
Wembley.
It's Wembley Stadium. Wembley. Hey, you, pat out that car of water. Gibby, can you Google where the Stones, what town in England, city in England they are from? Thank you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm trying to think of a venue outside of England that would make sense. I mean, the Garden would, but again, the Garden is important to us in America.
Yeah, but they also, this is where they cut the chops, here, right?
Yeah, but
they became famous.
But no, they were already a huge deal coming over here.
Well, yeah, but not until they got on Ed Sullivan.
Okay.
Uncle Ed gave them the nod.
Okay.
They're London natives.
So they are from London.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I mean, their influence was the blues. And Chicago music, so would you do it in Chicago? They always thought of themselves as like Chicago bluesmen.
Yeah, you're right.
That's their roots.
No, you're right. That's an interesting
call. All right, so you do Soldier Field?
Unless it's also one of these things where like the Saudis have so much money, they give them $1 billion to go play there.
Yeah.
No, not yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Do it in Riyadh. Hey, Riyadh! I don't have any champagne because of your nose or any cocaine. You're not much fun, is you?
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. They're going to play in Mile High right after you guys lose to the Denver Broncos. Go Broncos.
That was a walkaway?
Oh,
brutal, bro.
Here's the thing, man.
Brutal.
I mean, we'd play them in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I would get a ticket to the AFC Championship game and a ticket to the last Stone show ever? Also, if Keith has arthritis where he can't do a tour, he's going to go do a Mile High show?
Oh, maybe arthritis doesn't affect you as much at that altitude.
Okay.
So do they play after the game?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Beach Boys do when they come here?
Yes, but not the real Beach Boys, the Mike Love Beach Boys.
Okay, all right.
I can't imagine if they did like, you know, a U.S. show, a U.K. show, like two final shows.
Yeah, but
whatever.
He may not have it in him.
Well, that's Matthew's suggestion.
All right, so two guesses.
I mean, yeah, two. You know, you do the American show first, and then you finish it up in your hometown in London, which makes sense.
All right, so then they do New York and London. Those would be the two biggest venues.
I agree with you.
Unless it's L.A.
Can you imagine what tickets to that show would cost?
No.
The last ever Stone show. This is it. I mean, they've had farewell tours before, but he physically can't do it anymore. Bro, that's a $3,000 in-the-door ticket. Like, no exaggeration.
So then it's just for, like, billionaire friends of theirs.
Or you're taking out loans to go to this show.
There's one other place you could do. Because remember, like, every time they went down to, like, Brazil, they would play in front of, like, 300,000 people
that's
on the beach.
Call.
Or Sao Paulo. Hello, Sao Paulo.
That's another good call.
That would be huge.
Mm.
Half a million people. But people always die at those concerts.
Yeah, but kind of. Fitting, right?
Crowd control.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if you put a million people in a spot, 3A, you're going to die.
No, I'm just saying.
That's how they announce it.
The Stones already have a history of.
Hey, hey, you're going to die. Get off that pole. You're going to fall.
All right, so we sit
right.
And we wait. And keep in mind, all of this is also contingent on, you know, everybody living. Continue to breathe.
All right, so the drummer's gone. Keith's on his way out.
No, we've been saying that for how long, man?
I know, but eventually you're right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We take for granted all the special things we have around us.
Oh, sure.
Letchworth Park, big-time regional tourist
beautiful
attraction.
Wonders.
Canandaigua has become an international high-end resort town.
Mm-hmm.
But the most overlooked vacation spot, just a drive away.
What's that?
One of the 7 wonders of the world made an announcement yesterday that means soon it could look a hell of a lot different.
Oh, wow.
Than what we know it as now. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we don't talk enough about Niagara Falls, Canada.
No, we really don't.
No, you can make fun of me all you want.
I get stopped in the street all the time. When are you going to mention the falls?
I mean us as a community.
Like, we don't embrace it enough,
yes.
You're saying?
It's an hour away from us, Kimmy. It's a legit international tourist destination.
Yeah.
It is a natural marvel. The Canadian side has world-class entertainment and accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, we kind of forget it's there.
Okay.
And the Canadian government announced yesterday that they are going to make some changes to try and attract even more people to their biggest, arguably, tourist attraction.
To embrace the falls.
Doug Ford, he is the premier of Ontario. Yes, it is.
That's the brother of the former mayor.
Of Toronto.
And crazy mayor.
You got it. And by the way, premier of Ontario would be like the Canadian equivalent of governor of New York.
Okay.
Oh.
Doug Ford wants Niagara Falls, Canada to be known as the Las Vegas of the North.
Well, you do have some casinos there, so they build another one?
They want more. So the plan is to build, and I quote, several more bigger and world-class casinos along with additional hotels to increase capacity.
The casinos that are there already, are they like thriving to the point where it's, you know, they need more space?
I have not been inside a Canadian.
I haven't been in a long time.
Yeah, since I was like 19, right? But for those who don't know, they already have 2, right? Do they have 2 casinos?
Oh, I think they have a few. There's more than 2, I think.
Can we Google how many Niagara Falls casinos there are? All right, thank you. And that's on top of the American casino that's on the other side of the falls. And here's the thing. It's not like the ones in Niagara Falls, Canada, are small casinos. They are
hotels.
They're
huge.
Yeah, okay.
So they want to build like a Vegas Strip up there, sounds like.
That's the impression I get here.
Why not?
Okay, so you think this is a good idea?
Well, if you want to get people to show up, you got to give them something besides the water.
Okay.
I mean, if you see the Niagara Falls once, you've seen it. How many times are you going to go back and look at it?
You've seen one falls, you've seen them all.
Yeah. And by the way, it's not even like your top waterfall.
What's your top waterfall?
I think it's Victoria Falls. It's like the highest in the world.
What?
There are other waterfalls.
No, I understand, but Niagara Falls is the most famous waterfall in the world.
To us.
No, it's one of the 7 wonders of the world.
We made that up.
Oh, my God.
All this stuff you're saying is crap we made up to attract tourism, and it's great.
Where's Victoria Falls?
Africa.
Where?
By Lake Victoria.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
No, you don't know in what part of Africa it is in.
Central Africa.
Central Africa. It's
where the water is. I'll tell you where it is. It's where the water comes out.
It's surrounded by water, dumbass.
It's between Zambia and Zimbabwe.
Okay, the point I'm making is he's just running his stupid mouth.
We don't want to go to Zambia.
He doesn't want us to have anything that's fun for some reason. Like every time we talk about something that's good around here, oh, let me talk about Africa, the waterfall I got out there.
Well, it's obvious. The waterfall ain't doing its job.
Okay, there is a ton of tourism. It's not like they're hurting. They are trying to increase it. Now, Kimmy, I'm sorry, I asked you a question.
So you did ask how many casinos there are. They say there's 3, but they count the one on the American side.
Okay,
so there's 2 in Canada.
Okay, so you like this idea, more casinos in Niagara Falls, Canada.
It can't hurt.
Do you think this is a good idea?
I mean, it is a really unique spot. I don't know if you need more. Like, I don't know if it's, if it can, if you have enough people coming in to fill that, you know, another casino, hotels, things like that.
You might get more foreign tourists.
Foreign tourists?
Yeah.
Tourists from foreign
Seoul.
Because are people coming, people are coming to see the falls. The other stuff's kind of like a bonus, right?
I'll be honest, I don't know anymore because there's a ton of stuff there to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if the falls draw people and the other stuff keeps them or if the other stuff brings them and then they just,
All
right, here's
But you get a ton more entertainment over there with these casinos? Come on.
So here's why this is weird to me.
What's that?
The idea that they want to put more casinos in Niagara Falls, Canada. Vegas is struggling big time right now. Like,
yeah.
Big time. And part of that reason could be international tourists finding other places to go the last couple of months. But there are other factors. Vegas is no longer the only place to gamble.
True.
Yeah.
More states in America are allowing casinos to be built so people don't have to travel to those places. For example, just last week, New York City, Manhattan, approved three casinos being built in the city. Did you see this story?
No.
They're going to build three casinos in New York City.
Wow.
Yeah. And on top of that, you have Atlantic City. You have the casinos that are next to the greater Boston area.
Yeah.
Those are all places that you would have thought Niagara Falls would pull from for gambling, but you won't anymore. On top of that, sports books and table games are now legal on apps in more and more states every year. So that if I wanted to bet on sports before legally, I would have had to go to a sports book. I don't have to do that anymore. If I want to play roulette or cards or whatever, I can download an app and do that in real time.
Yeah, but you're not – I mean, some people still want to be out and be social and play
table. No, I hear you. All those 80-year-olds.
Play table games.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I have a couple of rye whiskeys.
Victoria,
smoke some cigarettes.
That 80-year-old woman, Victoria Falls, that we met a couple of while ago.
But I do.
Oh, Queen Victoria.
But here's the thing. I think the biggest part is it's not like people right now have the disposable income to travel and gamble any way they want to.
Yeah, but Canadians aren't coming down here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are they relying more on Canadians?
Because they ain't coming.
Because if they're not going to Vegas, if they're not traveling here to gamble, like maybe they're hoping to suck up all that business in Toronto or in Niagara Falls.
Valid point. That is a valid point. But again, they've had the sportsbook stuff, and in like that you can gamble in like gas stations.
Yeah,
up in Canada. Mm. I mean, look, you're right. We don't live up there, so I don't know if that's what the idea is.
But there's nothing else you could really put there. I'm trying to think. You know, resort wise, that would draw
wise.
Because you'll get the entertainment with the casino. Why?
I have a question.
What?
Yeah. When's the last time you were in Niagara Falls, Canada?
It was right before. It was the week before COVID hit.
Okay.
Because we were in Niagara on the Lake.
No,
Toronto was shutting it down.
Did you go? Did you go to Niagara on the Lake, or did you go to Niagara Falls?
Oh, Niagara on the Lake.
So you weren't in Niagara Falls.
But I did look left when I went over the bridge. Oh,
when
nice.
Is the last time you went to Niagara Falls, Canada?
I think I'll tell you when the Falls View Casino opened. And we did a broadcast from up there.
That's 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
You haven't been to Niagara Falls in 30 years.
Bro, that's when the falls was the falls.
No, but you're going to sit here.
That was the real falls.
Here's what bothers me the most.
I have no interest in it. I've seen it. I don't need to see water.
Okay.
It's not that exciting.
This is what's bothering me right now. And the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. I'm sorry, Kimmy. Go ahead.
No, I said, what's that?
Okay, so again, with this idea that the essentially governor of the state of Ontario, if we were talking an American, wants to bring more casinos to Niagara Falls. We do not appreciate Niagara Falls enough around here.
What am I not appreciating?
I mean, the only time you go is to take somebody who's out of, like, a family member that's never seen it, or somebody that's visiting from out of town that's
like
never
seen
it.
It's like people that live
those
in
Manhattan. Those are really, the only times that we've gone out of our way to go to Niagara
Falls. Talk to somebody who lives in Manhattan. How many times they go to the Statue of Liberty, or they went up the Empire State Building? They did it once.
Here's
it's just another building there.
Here's the difference. You're just seeing the falls. The city there has something for everyone in the Canadian
It really
side.
Does.
If you want nightlife and a party, you've got that. If you want daytime family fun, you've got that.
Yeah.
If you want natural beauty and hiking, you got that. If you want high-end culture, you've got that. Outside of a major pro sports team, there is literally nothing that little, like, 10-block area doesn't have to offer. And it feels like we're bored with it, and it's dicks like you who haven't been in 30 years, who haven't seen it, and be like, oh, well, it's just a bunch of water found over a rock.
Oh, my God, I drive over there and get some taffy and look at strippers?
This is what I'm talking about.
It doesn't sound like a bad day.
This is what I'm talking about. By the way, that's not taffy. You got in your head from that stripper. Yeah. Like, I feel like people here do not realize what is up there. I love you. You haven't been there.
All right, so you take it for granted.
Yes. No, you do, because you haven't been there in 30 years and you got opinions on somewhere you haven't been in 30 years.
But it hasn't changed.
No, it has. A ton. Like, much like your hairline from 30 years ago, it's a full 5 inches back. And it's also pretty remarkable.
Was it?
How different the American and the Canadian side are.
Because the American side is garbage.
It is, man. Like,
it's a ghetto. It's a legitimate ghetto.
It's one of the scariest neighborhoods in the state of New York. And, like, okay, like the Canadian side, you know, international brands that have invested a ton of money in stores and restaurants and hotels. How, over the last 40 years, have those two areas that are 200 yards apart from each other grown so differently? How does that happen?
I mean, the countries just saw it differently. I guess, or unless they figured the Canadians are doing it, we can't compete.
Why?
Because they already set it up and they are established. I mean, if the city of Niagara Falls wanted to start right now, think of the money they would have to put into that community to get it up to those standards.
I understand.
It would take billions.
I understand, but 30 years ago, they may have had the ability to do
it. Well, they blew it.
Yes, I know, but it's just weird that 200 yards apart from each other, they went in such opposite
directions. Yeah, it is weird.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Lisa.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, Lisa.
It is me, Lisa.
What's up?
I'm with Tommy. I'm 62 years old. I've seen the water from both sides. And the only thing that, and I despise casinos. They make me nervous. I don't like it. I don't gamble. But I do think that the main attraction, they're going to have concerts. I would drive an hour to Buffalo to see a concert.
They already, hold on, Lisa, but they already have these shows in the casinos. Like, they bring in major acts to the Canadian side casinos that you may not be seeing because they don't advertise here anymore, which is weird.
Well, yeah. Well, why would they?
Because there's people here.
Anyway, but still, so really, there's really no reason for me to go to Niagara Falls because I don't like water, and I've seen it
this
once. I've only been there once in my life.
She's very dry.
All right, stop. Hold on. When is the last time you went to Niagara Falls?
It was blah, 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 probably 15 years ago.
Okay, it blows my mind, and Lisa, with all due respect, how people your age, Tommy, you and Lisa, will be like, I saw one thing decades ago. It has changed a million ways, but I don't want to hear it. Here's why it sucks.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is, too.
Lisa, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
If I'm going to Canada, I'm going to probably want to go to Toronto.
Okay.
Where all the fun
you're
is.
Saying there's other attractions
well,
if you're going that way.
It's a major city that has everything that you want to go do. This is just like, there's the falls.
You know what
it's
it
our
is?
Point.
You know what it is?
And now, if they had a big concert, maybe I would go.
They have concerts all the time.
I never hear about them.
He thinks he's too good for Niagara Falls. That's the Toronto statement proved it.
Or
Kimmy,
there's...
Oh, no. Let's back up.
All right, go.
I'm sorry.
Go you say your point. Go ahead.
Kimmy, hasn't been to Niagara Falls. He's been to Niagara on the Lake, and he wouldn't go to Niagara Falls. He'd go to Toronto, a major international city. I am far too good for Niagara Falls, which you're not.
I would have said sophisticated.
You're not. Kimmy, I'm sorry, you were saying.
I also think, because neither you or Lisa have been there in like over a decade. Mm. Is that kind of also... Why would I go, I guess, if I didn't think there was anything different? Like, if nothing changed, I guess there would be no draw for me to go back again because, well, I kind of been there, did that. Whether or not you had a great experience or a poor experience, there's nothing bringing you back. Like, what would be the draw, I guess, if I've already been there and I've already experienced it?
Yeah, like, it would be like taking somebody from out of town that's never seen it.
Like, there has to be something, if they do something like this, that would get you back and experiencing it again from a different point of view, like whether it's entertainment, whether it's making it more like family friendly. I don't know. I don't know what they could bring in.
I understand. But what's funny is things have changed. It's just they kind of stopped advertising towards us
right
in Rochester.
I think that's part of the problem.
Which I don't get. I mean, but it's not a problem for them because like they haven't had to do it. There's a Great Wolf Lodge up there, which is like Disney World for water parks.
I wouldn't know that.
Remember the commercials they used to run for Marineland every day?
Yes.
Yeah, but they're closed.
Yes, they are.
I don't think Marineland.
Yeah, no, they are. But the point I'm making is they used to spend money to try and get us to go to Niagara Falls.
And
for whatever reason, they stopped. I mean, my family and I, we go to Niagara Falls on a semi-regular basis for like day trips, and it's always packed full of people.
Okay.
So it's like they don't need us. But it's just funny to me. Like, I saw it 30 years ago. Let me tell you, you actively for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Tell us how much something you haven't seen in three decades suck.
I didn't say it sucks.
You said it sucks.
It's just so.
No, we call it what it is.
A wet cliff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.